Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Morning, everyone. Welcome. Good to have you with us. McCafe Menu, the official coffee partner of breakfast. Look, what about this for a lineup? Luke Parker, Matt the Boar to talk about Toby Green, Kel Toomey, George Samios, Johnny from Epping. Oh, we're heavily loaded. We're here for the Koga Money credit card, packed full of value. Melbourne Airport now offering value terminal premium parking and Chemist Warehouse. Heading to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day. G'day, Whispers.
Good morning, Gary. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes. Welcome. What's welcome about it?
I got something to play for you. Here we go.
49. They're trying to give me the virus. I beat the virus.
Yeah, I don't know if I beat it.
You feeling okay?
No, not really.
Yes, you look okay. You look great.
No.
I've never seen you look better.
It was like, as it's been relayed to me, when the parent leaves the kid at home and then the kid goes, when's dad coming back? That's what it's been like for the last 3 days or 2 days.
Who's?
You.
When's dad coming back?
Yeah. I should really be in bed and stay there until next week, but they said the Wisps just can't operate without
you. If you feel unwell and you feel like you need to go home at any stage, just yell out.
No, I would, and
I'll take control.
I wouldn't be here if that was the case. I'd tell you right now. You must come in.
I didn't say that.
I've still got, not you.
Oh, who said that?
Oh, the powers that be.
Oh, they said that.
Whole bloody joint was going to fall down. Jeez. And then I rang you and, oh, I love Sam, but he doesn't get my jokes. He doesn't laugh. Come back. He doesn't laugh as hard as you do at my jokes. I said, oh, God, help me. I could do with another week in bed.
No, we just inserted a laugh track. That's what we did. We didn't need to have you here.
I'm not even a particularly funny person.
That's what I said to Sam. This is the ramble. Breathe easy. I wish with clean, pure air, 24/7 protection. Visit plasmaguardgroup.com.au. What's been going on?
There's been a hell of a lot going on. In fact, you should be loaded. You should be up to the gills with stuff that you want to get off your chest.
Oh, yeah?
Starting with stuff you saw at the weekend.
Oh, from the footy?
Yeah.
Well, it's nearly over.
I know you wanted to mention a couple of things that you noticed over the weekend. Are you going to save those for your little show on Monday night?
No, not at all. It's irrelevant by next week, so we'll get into them out of seven. I've got some observations.
Observations?
Observations of the past few days.
Some very sad news overnight too.
What happened?
We lost Tina Turner.
I heard that on the way in.
Simply the best. Simply the best. What about that campaign, that NRL campaign back in 1993?
Yeah, the NRL, yeah.
It was the NRL.
That's why you weren't involved.
It's going to be one of those days,
I think. Not at my sharpest. Can I tell you, I don't want to whinge, but I can with our audience.
Yeah, whinge away. Get it off your chest.
Because
there's a lot on your chest.
Coming in and trying to entertain you, right, and then by extension hopefully our audience, it's not something that you spring out of bed when you've been under the weather at 4 o'clock bouncing out of bed going, oh, I'm gonna rip this one to shreds. It'll be just get through the day.
I know you well enough to know. Once the Wisp warms you up, away you go.
If a truck driver, you could just be on the road and your big rig just cruising down the road slowly, getting over your illness and not have to worry about it. But here I am. I've got to try and be funny for you. Try and be up and about. I'll probably hit the wall at 6:30.
Where's Sam?
Is he in the building today?
I've just had text messages come through. What? Gary sounds as good as he's ever sounded. There you go. There's a little bit of positive feedback for you. I don't know if we'll get through. Are we going to get through a pod today or not?
What?
Are we going to get through a podcast today?
You're joking.
We won't be doing that today. We'll come back tomorrow and do that then.
No, we won't.
Won't we? Okay. All right. Now, you watched the fight.
We actually forgot about the pod.
Yeah, did
maybe you watch not the pod this week for the old rabbit hole. The rabbit hole might be shut this week.
I still, did you?
I'm starting to sweat.
Did you watch the, you did watch the fight, or did you just watch part of the fight last night?
I've been in bed since 4 o'clock every day. What happened in the fight?
How did you score the fight? I saw you watching it this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That fight.
Tommy Bellchambers and Cam Mooney. I felt uncomfortable watching it.
Right. Because it was a Fox person that got laid down?
Nah, just...
What does that mean to your network
now? Two blokes
I know
punching the bag out of each other. I didn't... Mm. As I've said many times, I loved boxing, but I've changed a little bit over the time. And anyway, Cam said he had a great time. He looked like he copped a few right on the chin from the big Belcho and looked a bit ugly towards the end.
It did. It looked very ugly. Is that an embarrassment at all for Fox Footy, do you think? Do you think you're going to have to step up as a leader now or send Johnny Brown into the ring against Bell Chambers?
You want me to take him on?
Well, why don't you?
I'll take him.
You said while you're watching at Wisp, I've noticed there's a couple of holes in Tommy Bell Chambers' defence there that I'd be prizing open a little bit wider.
I would run that far the other way than rather get in the ring with big Belcher.
Jeez, he's big, isn't he? Wow, wee.
Big tat work. Did he have that just for the fight?
I think so. I think it just washed off in the shower after the fight. I did a little spot yesterday. Had a great lunch yesterday at the Dick Reynolds Club at the RACV
about you
Club.
Now, is it? I've still got other stuff I need to talk about my illness yet.
Well, I've got to give you something to work off the back of.
Right, right,
okay, that's how it works. I say something and then you pull it apart and you make a couple of jokes and then you're away. You get a couple of zingers and a couple of nice positive messages off the text machine. Can everybody out there please just send Gary a couple of positives?
I've had a couple of positives.
This happened to me yesterday. So I was at the Dick Reynolds Club luncheon and it was great. I won't go into great detail about that because I know you get really bored really quickly when I start to talk about events that I've been hosting. But I went downstairs after it all, right? So I go down, B2, I remember I wrote the B2 on my hand. So I knew exactly which level I needed to go down to because that's where I parked the car.
You got to write that on your hand now, do you?
Yes, I remember.
Jeez, oh, my God, father. Is that where you're at in life? You got to write on your hand where you parked your car.
So you're away now. I'm giving you something to work off now. Geez. Okay.
Just take a photo next time.
I go down there, bang, out of the lift, straight across to the car.
Where was it at?
And I've got keyless entry, right? So at the RACV Club, click, click. Car's not opening. Click, click.
I told you not to buy that cheap car.
Car's not opening. And then I start to, I'm hitting the click up. You know what I realised?
Wrong keys.
Wrong car.
No.
It wasn't my car. Oh, no. And you know what you have to do then? The first thing you do, you look around to see whether anyone
watching you
has noticed what you've done. How stupid you are.
Well, now you're going to – what you're going to –
How stupid you
what
are.
Your biggest mistake was you should put B2, then you should have put B2 back left corner next to yellow Camry.
I'll do that next time. I'll do that next time. But, it was great. You know what was great about yesterday's lunch? I'm not going to go on about this.
Why don't you tell me?
I'm not going to go on. But it was a celebration of premierships, right? And
how many times do you go back to that well?
A lot. And we went back to 62-65 as well. And the representatives of the 62-65 premierships were Barry Capuano,
yep,
and Johnny Burt and Ken Fraser. And it was just great to hear them talk about the old days.
Did you interview them?
Well, I was the MC, yes. That's what you do when you're the MC. You get up on stage and you interview people. It's part of the duty. And they were just talking about Bill. I hadn't realised... Dick Reynolds, I'd heard a lot about Dickie, but I didn't realise how soft and kind and the type of coach that he was.
Gentlemanly.
He was a gentleman. He didn't like to deliver bad messages. He didn't like to drop anybody. He didn't like to have a bad
word. They were a premiership under Dick?
Yeah, they did.
New age.
His method. So we all think this whole vulnerability and the way that coaches go about their business is something new. But my point is, it goes all the way back to Dick Reynolds and the way that he handled players. And then after Dick, they had Johnny Coleman who came in and he was the complete opposite. And so the players then had to adjust, but he was such a personality that they wanted to please him over a period of time as well. So it was just a little interesting aside.
Stories haven't got any shorter.
Well... I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, is he going to come back with anything at any stage this morning? Okay, well, you ramble
since
on.
Since last time I saw you.
All right. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. You ramble on.
No,
okay?
No. Since the last time I saw you, we've lost the coach. I thought that's where you're sort of getting to.
No, it wasn't, but I did just read an interesting article, a great article in The Age. I don't know whether everybody's read this, but Conrad Marshall spent a lot of time. He was embedded.
At Richmond?
Yes, at the Richmond.
Yeah, he wrote a book, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I think he wrote more than one book, actually. I think he's written three books, but he's been embedded, and he wrote an article in The Age, which is just fantastic.
When?
I read it this morning, yeah. So I think it was in today's paper. It might have been in yesterday's paper, but it's a great article about his observations of Damien Hardwick. And he got up close and he saw how it all evolved and what he would do on a day-to-day basis and messaging and all that sort of stuff. No, well, you'll really enjoy it.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, you'll really enjoy it.
Can I ask, I've got a genuine question that I want to throw out to the
audience. I'm not doing the show with Gus Mercurio this morning. That's Gary.
I want to throw it, thank you, Sam, right out to the audience because with the COVID, with the Donald Trump COVID, I've lost all sense of taste and smell.
Right.
And it is absolutely, it's demoralizing and depressing. When you've got not much else to look forward to in the day and you want to have, you know, you're having a bowl of soup or something, well, it's nothing.
So what sort of music are you going to listen to now if you've lost all taste?
It's
You're already on.
You're the greatest food
Nattini
person.
Or whatever he was. What's that guy?
Paolo Nattini.
Yeah, Paolo Nattini.
Yeah, you're the greatest food person I know. Imagine if you lost all sense of that and you have nothing to look forward to.
I'd stay in bed.
Well, how long?
I wouldn't get out of bed.
My question is, how long does this last? And if you tell me some people lose their taste for life, I'm packing up and that's the end of it. I'm going.
Well, sadly, I know of some people that lost their taste at the beginning of COVID and it didn't come back.
Who?
And it's
tell me who.
I can't
name them. You're making that up to make me
they
feel
don't
worse.
Want, they don't want their
you
name.
You made that
they
up.
They don't want me to put their names out there publicly.
I want people will have had this experience, I'm sure. It is, it's extraordinary.
It'll come back.
Oh, when?
Well, I can't give you an exact date, but it's going to come back. Don't worry, it'll come back.
Well, I am worried because life's full of small little wins, and one of the wins is when you eat something, and the taste of it, and then it gets you up until the next.
Yeah.
Well, I got none of that. Life's just in black and white. It's bland.
Okay. Well, look, I'll put it out there to our very fine audience. What is it that you can provide for Gary to look forward to because he can't look forward to food anymore? That's all. That's only food.
All right. So you made the cup of coffee this morning. You might as well just give me a glass of hot water.
Yeah, but then I said to you, okay, if you have lost your taste, do you want sugar in it? You said, yes, please. We double it.
I don't know why I did that.
Did I spend so much time? Because I actually care about the way that I make your coffee in the morning. I got in early. I know that you like to have it sit there and brew for a long time. I did all that.
Yeah.
I know that you like it hot, whisp. And then so I put it in for the 45 to 50 seconds in the microwave just to heat it up again. I put the right amount of milk in. It was the right color.
I put
the sugar in. You always say to me, stir it four times clockwise, whisp. I did all that. I did it all for North this week.
Well, the good news, Donnie says he got his taste a few days later. He had the COVID only a month ago and it came back. So that's given me a little lift, Donnie. That has given me a little lift. Got lots to get through this morning. Got five interviews. Jeez. Brooksy hasn't made it easy for me on the comeback.
Brooksy, one of the best producers in the business.
And one of them is John from Epping, who's got some... Saw him on the weekend. And about an hour later, that's when I went... crashed down.
I know. We talked about that yesterday after you touched... you touched his sausage.
No, I didn't touch his sausage. We were close, but he was on the other side of the fence. So I didn't touch his sausage.
Yeah, some of his...
What?
You had some of
I didn't touch it. I took it.
I know you took it.
What are you talking about?
He had the special
He'll be listening. He'll be listening to this.
He will be listening.
Yeah, I didn't.
He wants to attack me this morning. I don't know what I've done to him, but he wants me to attack him this morning.
All right, ring through. 1-300-736-736-0433-98-1116. We're off and racing, and we'll be back after the break.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Oh, yes. Johnny from Ebbing is going to be here at 6:40, and he is a star of Thursdays, and he was in good form on the weekend. I don't know how he recovered from that North Melbourne game. Oh, crikey Moses.
He said it, well, anyway, he can talk about it when he comes on. Now, I put the question out there as to what Gary can look forward to. And this is a great suggestion from Harps. You can have the hottest chili known to mankind, Gary, because taste won't be a problem for you anymore.
No, they've lost the taste and the smell. Gavin's on the Gold Coast. G'day, Gav.
Hey, Gary and Tim.
How you going, mate?
Hey, Gavin.
Good, mate. Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Gaz, I wanted to tell you, when I lost a bit of my taste because of COVID, I just felt better because I live up near the hinterland, and if you got a tick or a tick bite, there's a chance you might lose taste for meat.
Really?
Yeah, and that would really suck compared to losing just taste for COVID temporarily.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's the thing, Gav. I'm sitting here at the moment worried that it might not come back. If that's the case, it's a very bland life you're going to live. Isn't it?
It'll come back.
How do you know?
It will, because it has come back for most people. Anyone that sent a text message.
200 here, messages come through. It rates from 1 week to 6 months to never. That's the sort of scope we're looking at.
Yeah, but look on the... be a half glass full, man.
Oh, what's half full? Tasting anything ever again.
Well, go down positive street, because yesterday we were talking about crumb sausages, because Damien Hardwick had said, you know, that he'd cooked them 1,000 different ways and he couldn't come up with 1,001.
Yeah.
Then Margaret rang in with her crumb sausage recipe.
Oh, did she?
And it sounded absolutely magnificent.
What do you crumb a sausage?
Yeah, she crumbs a sausage, rolls them in flour, then egg, then the
breadcrumb. Then what do you do with them?
Well, if you listened to me, I would have been able to finish what I was saying.
Oh, sorry.
I've got to be a bit short.
You know what? I've got a short attention span.
I know, and I'm going to be
just
patient.
Just a grumpy old fat bloke.
I'm going to be patient with you today. And it did sound delicious, Roy. And then so you roll them in the breadcrumb, and then you just fry them just slowly. And if you don't think they're
pan fry.
Yeah, yes. And if you still don't think that they're cooked, then you can just put them in the oven. Thank you, Margaret, for that.
Oh, I like the sounds of that. Not that I'd be able to taste them. See, you rubbing it in. That's exactly what I knew you'd do.
Gary, taste and smell will come back. Happened to me. Takes a little while. Don't panic. Get a little bottle of aromatic smelling salts and use it to gauge how it's coming back. That's a good idea. So then you'll be able to tell, you know, next week, this time next week, it might slowly just sort of start to come back. And then over time, hopefully, the full gamut of your taste will come back.
Gaz would get a job on my side any day. Crook, most people would take the week off, but still at work. Strong effort.
Mm.
Thanks, Chris.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
I agree with that. You are one hell of a man, Gunga.
Do you know, and we'll talk about Damien Hardwick later, which knocked everyone's socks off. Mm. Right?
But you haven't had your say yet.
What?
You haven't had your say about it yet.
There's no say to have, is there? Okay,
keep going,
Well, I've been listening to people trying to celebrate, you know, the Richmond, you would have been across this, fans, how they're going to acknowledge, because he's not going to the game, Dimmer.
No, he's
Sunday,
not. No.
Which I thought was, I thought summed him up, how modest and less about him it is than most people who would have been there at 7 o'clock on the morning of the game so they could get a whole day's worth of adulation.
Oh, I advocated that, by the way.
The Dimmer said, nah, I'm not going. But now the Richmond fans are trying to work out how they're going to acknowledge his... I think it's a funny...
What do they want to do?
Well, I've heard about 15 different variations.
Like what?
17-minute mark of the first quarter, 19-minute mark of the second, 23... Then someone says, and we'll clap. In the first quarter, we'll clap for 48... seconds, because that's how much we won the grand final by, and then the next one all these different. How are they going to decide that, Tim? Don't you think that's funny? I think that's the funniest thing ever.
Why don't they all just drive to the game with their lights on dim or something like that?
I see. You could have put it all to bed.
They should have had this game at Marvel Stadium and just dimmed the lights for him, maybe just in the lead up to the game.
So you're an ideas man,
mate. I hate coming here. Probably shouldn't say that.
I think it's what I want to know is who makes the final call. Like, does it going to need Neil Baum to stand up and go, righto, we've got 44 different ideas here. At this stage, we're going to be clapping before the game starts, and our hands are going to be blistered by the end. Barmy's just going to have to say, this is what we're doing, and that's it, because there'll be the coterie member will be saying this, and the red and yellow and black bloke will say this, and someone else will say that. Oh, that's
and Trout from Woodend.
I haven't had much to look forward to the last 3 days, but that's entertained me.
It has. Somebody here said that the Wolves, Michael Lombardi, gave our man a massive shout out. I missed that.
All right. I don't know if I haven't listened to the show the last few days. Has Tim played this, Michael? He has. Yeah, I knew you. I've got it written down here. I knew you would. Oh, you're happy. Have you got it? Play it for him, for God's sake.
No, don't play it,
Coxie.
No, don't play it. I'm just trying to bring you with me this morning.
I'm going to bring this
up. I'm trying to give you as much material as I possibly can you can poke holes in me
I've
all
got
morning.
It written
and
down because,
that'll get you going.
Because you text me and said, make sure you have a listen to Lombardi giving the old whisper mention.
I said have a listen to the GM shuffle. There's a special message in there. That's what I said.
Mate, where is it? Make sure you listen to the GM shuffle. The old Wisp gets a good run.
I did.
Yes, you did.
My man Tim Watson from down under in Australia.
That's enough. That's enough.
Nothing for me.
He pumped up Clarko too. He did. He gave him a nice old pump up. In fact, he gave him a massive pump up. They used that as part of the whole show and to demonstrate, what coaching's all about.
I'm exhausted.
How are you going now?
I'm exhausted.
You got to say goodbye to all the people over in Adelaide. Yeah, don't forget
and
to
everyone
that.
Else. I think Sammy Edmund will be in after this. Broken out in a cold sweat. Thanks to the Adelaide crew. Bix and Walshy coming up. We'll get some news headlines. We'll soldier on. Got a big show.
No, I don't think I'll get through this.